Come in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this time to teaching, preaching. Lord, we ask that you would now cover your servant so that there be not a man on with you. I pray that people be encouraged, Lord, and uplifted, Lord, and taught, and more than anything, God, bring you glory because of your word. Now, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight and the sight of the family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We were working through, starting to work through Philippians 3, where the Apostle Paul is talking and teaching and telling folks about how to keep going, how to press on. And today we want to continue along that train of thinking because there was so much in it that you need to understand. There's so many parts of pressing on it. And today, as well as last Sunday, we were looking at the parts that we shouldn't be forgetting about. It keeps us from pressing on. Amen. Things keep us from pressing on. The Bible said, and Isaiah that told us to what? Don't even remember the former things. Told us to do what? Not even to what? Consider them? Because you're new, right? Because you're different now, right?
Yes.
Because those things now will keep you from pressing on. And today, you know, it's important that you understand that pressing on, you have to get the picture of this word. Mm-hmm. You know, God is not like we are, like people are. I won't say everybody. Have to be careful how you generalize people, amen?
Amen.
But we have a tendency as people, I'll throw us in that boat. We have a tendency as people to not want to be pressed too much. But I say unto you, you're not God. We have a tendency as people, and let me see if I can bring it home for you real quick with that one. We'll tell some of you, we'll tell somebody in a minute, stop what?
Judge.
Stop pressing. You're pressing me a little tight. Give me some space. I need some room. That's generally how we'll respond to a situation where something is pressing. But you have to understand God. He's trying to get you to press to him. Press on him. Press and apply yourself to him. In such a way that you'll grow. He wants to graft you into something that's foreign to people unless you understand God through the power of his son. He wants you to know the truth. He wants you to press and keep pressing and keep pressing on him, and you'll know the truth. And his word has already told us that his truth will do what?
Make us free.
Because he's trying to break those bonds of all kinds of things that have cropped up in our lives. And it's not easy. If it was easy, is it even as easy peasy? Wouldn't we all be doing it?
Yeah.
talking about what they hung up on and had hung up. Three, God wasn't at the spirit of his time. Trying to teach us how to do it. How to do it. And if you don't be careful, you'd end up like a big tree. Big 400-year-old tree. Strong tree. Looked like it was a strong tree. It withstood the fires, withstood the wind, but it had a beetle bug problem that nobody could see. All the fires, all the rain, all the wind, all 400 years of stuff, and some you couldn't see. The smallest little thing you could imagine. Boy, it's down. And if you don't hear God today, you'd be surprised what small little thing the devil will use to bring you down. When you accepted Christ, you became somebody with significance. You were a sinner, now you're a saint. You weren't in the family of God, now you are in the family of God. How, if you don't know, you're still seeking to work out your life in your own strength, independent of God's purposes. And you will miss, as Paul says, the mark of the high calling. That's what you see going on around you. You are independent of the process of God. The Apostle Paul was quite a man in his day, but he said it, and it's true in his claim that he was not even worthy, and he wasn't considering those things anymore. Only thing that he knew over in verse 8 is that he didn't care about all those things, all those accolades, all those troubles. He said they were just to him now as dung. And he was now God's bondservant. He was a bondservant. He was a servant of Jesus Christ. If you hear me today, if you hear me in this message, If you press forward towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, God is going to show you how you have been made for his glory. And I guarantee you it's a good thing, because no matter what the world says or does, and the world will say and do something about you when you stand up for Christ. Press on, he's trying to tell you. Paul says over in verse 8, he says, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Did it say anything about make-believe? Did it say anything about your feelings, your emotions? It says about the knowledge. Some people think we just have, some kind of blind religion. We just made a decision. God has given us not only, you have to step out on faith, but he says here, you can have knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul says here, and he says, for the knowledge of my Lord, of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them as dung. Let me understand this now. Paul was a high-standing Jew. He was a high-standing Pharisee. He was one of the outstanding minds of his day. And Paul said, the heck with all of that. And the four-letter word he uses is a little different than the four-letter word that somebody uses these days. He says, it's just nothing now to me. I'm not going to hang my hat on that. I'm just trying to press on to Jesus now. Tell somebody about the one that can save everybody if they would just hear me. But the reason why sometimes we again, don't press on is because of our past, because we don't put it where God tells us to put it, the hurt, the pain, the shame, the blame, the unforgiveness, the hatred, the lack of self-esteem, the low confidence, the trouble that somebody else is causing you. We can go on and on and on, and God says, I want you to hit the stop button. Not even the reset button, because the reset button puts you back sometimes the way it was in the beginning. He wants you to stop it and start anew.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, is that what it said? You're a new creature?
Amen.
Isn't that what the word says?
Yes.
So if you keep on mingling the two, the devil's no dummy either now. He sees that you kind of like to fool with the line. Every time you fool with the line, he'll kind of move the line a little bit further from you, and next thing you know, you're so far away from the mark. I call them. You stop running and you stop working. You start missing this and you start missing church and you start not praying and you start, next thing you know, you're just out there. And he's beating you up. Some folks will sit in church their whole lives and never press on. Walk around in a state of stuck. But you know, the God of this Bible, he wants to help you today with some things. We talked about some of the things last week that we need to give to Christ. We need to give him our trust, amen, over what? Our situations, amen, over our predicaments, amen, over our involvement, somebody say amen, over our weaknesses, amen, over our hurt,
amen,
over our pain, over our shame, over our guilt. Is God on anybody's street yet? Fear.
Yes.
You cannot live long or happily, joyfully if we're all tied up in all of these things or any of these things. Some, the devil has them tied up in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of them. All at the same time. And you understand why that person is not happy, because they feel depressed. You can see it in them. You know, God is not saying that you'll lose your memory.
Right.
He's saying trust him with your future.
Amen.
You can choose to dwell on what the world says or what the devil is doing. Don't forgive them. Harbor it in your heart. Don't let it go. Or you can choose today, to walk in the provision of the Lord. He has a provision for you where things, where did he tell you? He said he would dry up, he would take you out of that wilderness place, that desert place, that dry place, that arid place, that uncomfortable place. And he said over in Isaiah, what did he say to do? He put you in a river of blessings. You should want that. People should be encouraged by that God can change such a bleak picture. Imagine yourself out in a desert, no water, no food, don't know, no shade on your head, nothing, don't know where you're going. Your camel finally is encroached. You're walking. Everything's gone. hurt. Take that pain. Take that shame. Take that guilt. Take that fear and turn it into a river of blessings. And I'm here to tell you today, I'm a living
witness.
Anybody?
Yeah.
If y'all give God some. Yeah. Because somebody needs to know that today. Yeah. Let's see if I can teach us in this real quick today. Psalm 103, that's what it is. Oh my gosh, this is going to bless your soul. Lord, make you shout. Because what happens is that we have it. We won't heal from the things of the former things. Amen. We keep letting them have their way with us. And in a way they infirm us. And in a way we never heal from them. And in a way we never move past them. And God wants to let you know He's here to help you with that today.
Amen.
To help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
He's here to help you with that today. Because the Bible says in Psalms 103. You with me?
Yes.
Boy, y'all gonna like this list. Did he say Grand Slam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he got the Grand Slam going for you. He says, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Did he say in Isaiah that I am your what? I am your king? Bless his name. When it gets hard, bless his name. When you don't know what to do, bless his name. When you don't know which way to go, bless his holy name. Y'all learn how to do that? Y'all be able to come out the desert with your blindfold on. This is going to be easy. The Bible says in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know which way to go, when you don't know how it's going to work out, when everybody is turned against you, God says, bless the Lord and do not forget everything he's already done for you. How he brought you through. Over. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, somebody. And oh,
again.
Somebody will start getting happy about this right now because you know he's reliable. You know you don't know how you got out of some of them spots. And the Lord, he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And don't forget that he showed up for you before and he'll do it
again.
It'll make them sick when they think they have you. He likes that. They think they got you. You don't even know that you're sometimes dabbling in not being faithful and obedient. You don't understand that you won't fly. Some of us get hung up in English school. Oh yeah, you didn't think I was going to get back in English? This stuff is like a river. He knows that you need to strengthen your wings. Some of this stuff that has come into your life has come so you would learn to use your wings and stop being like a baby eagle. That you have to keep doing what? Taking up and dropping. Flap your wings. Go flap, flap. I'm coming. Baby eagle. Where have you just been? Every time he puts you right back in the mess. Give you a worm and up you go again. Until you learn how to bless the Lord and forget not. Oh, look at that word.
Oh.
Y'all know how I am. Some of them?
Oh.
The ones that just worked out the way you wanted them to.
Oh.
Or the way you hope to. And if you was to do this, I guarantee you cannot make the Lord allow you. You would know then in your heart that if it had not been for the Lord on you. Make it personal. On your side. You only hear because his grace and his mercy.
doing.
Who, verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Do you know how many times people are guilty and shameful and can't move past all their iniquities? He says right here, who forgiveth all. Again, there's that word, that all-encompassing word. Some of them. Just the ones that weren't too bad. The big ones, the small ones, the ones that nobody saw. He says, I forgive them all when you learn how to bless the Lord. Okay, then he says here, he says, who healeth all thy diseases. Lord have mercy. The Lord wants to bless you in such a way that no weapon formed against you, in your body, in your mind, even when sometimes we live in this sinful world, this fallen world that has sickness in it, that has evil in it, that God says, I'm going to fix that too. And you shall know it on that day when you see me. How many times he delivered you from all? Oh, did he use that word again? Did he? See, somebody said, that don't make no sense. I'm here to tell you, you can't make God a liar in this all. I know what you're what? I know we go to the hospital and see what all the... all the time. But I guarantee you right now, when we see Jesus, you're going to have to match up all this stuff that was running around your head confusing people. Is it confusing you? You say, I got him. That's a lie. I got him. Them too. You don't know. You're not God. You won't get all up into God. But he says, I heal them all. I forgive. I can forgive them of all their iniquities. And he wants you to do what?
Press.
Towards the mark. Don't get stuck on that old stuff. Even some of it is good. Paul had all these accolades. Some people got all these letters after their name. You got the big this and the big that. It don't mean nothing if you're not pressing. Oh, we're not done. I told you this is a home run, this kid, didn't it? So far, he's forgiven everything. He's healing everything. And then before he healed you because you was a sin sick soul, he says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Has he saved you once or twice or three or four or five times from destruction? Because before you knew the Lord and outside of the Lord, all those times where death came up to your door, you know, you were close to destruction.
That's right.
But he says, touch not my anointing. Shake them up. I'm the very eagle school.
Wow.
I told you not to kill him. He's not a vessel for destruction. Before the foundations of the world, I knew him. I predestinated her to be conformed to the image of my darling son. He said, you can't touch him. You can shake him up. You can put him in the hospital. Some hard-headed. Might as well get to work on that right now. Still going to take some time. But I healed them from all. From destruction. Understand what this destruction really is. Yes. May they die in the Lord. Shall I eternal life? But they that do not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior shall not have eternal life. And the wrath of God abideth on him. God, breath is going to still abide on you, and he's going to send you to a place that wasn't prepared for you. It's prepared for the devil and his demons, and he doesn't want that for you. And he says, I can heal you from destruction. I healed you from destruction. Oh, he's knocking it out the park here for you, so that you can today, when you walk out this door, do something with the application of this message.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, your brother Lister's done, didn't he? I told you to knock it out the park here. He says he redeemeth your life from destruction in verse 4, who crowneth thee with what?
Loving kindness
and tender mercy. He loves you. He loves you, and everything he does for you has been done in love and kindness and with this mercy, and he's done it tenderly. As tender as it took. Some of it took more. Some of it took a little bit more shaking. Some of us it took a little bit more prodding, but all through it all, it was his tenderness, his mercy. And he wants you to press on. He wants you to press on. Not even think about those things that are holding you back. Whatever it is that keeps you from just being all that God wants you to be. Being with all that God wants you to do. Hearing his voice. Blessing his name. Knowing that nothing really matters anymore behind you. It's just pitching on towards the mark. Mm-hmm. High calling in Christ Jesus. Anybody ready to press on to the mark today? Amen. Because he says he gives you a loving and a kindness and a tenderness and a mercy, and he's not done. Mm-hmm. And this is not even prosperity preaching. This is just the word of God. Mm-hmm. You have to throw nothing at God but what? Pressing on. Mm-hmm. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Uh-oh. Y'all want to graduate? This ought to make you shout. Y'all ready to graduate? This ought to make you shout. This ought to make you shout. He says, if you really want to graduate, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Somebody ought to bless the Lord up in here. God is trying to get you out the nest. He's trying to make you use your wings so you can start being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He's trying to let you know that you got armor and put it on.
Yeah, yes, yes.
He doesn't want you to be stuck in a good school. Do you understand?
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to be stuck in a good school. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a few points here now. And then I'm even. Deuteronomy 32. Do you see how God's trying to get you to fly around and live your life? Because the things that, those former things, those things that he told you that are dry in your life, that are dead in your life, they'll hold you back. Mm-hmm. Listen, let me see if I can make it real for you. Your family will hold you back. Mm-hmm. You see, let me see if I can make it real for you. Mm-hmm. Your friends will hold you back. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can make it real for you. Your boyfriend can hold you back. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can make it real for you. Your old acquaintances can hold you back. Let me see if I can make it plain for you. You give the devil provision for you in this thing, and you hold you back. You believe that today?
Yeah,
they'll call you. Yeah, they'll ask you all kind of silliness. But last time I checked, I ain't nobody called me and said, somebody had a gun to my head and made me go back.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of calls. Mm-hmm. But I never get the one with the gun to the head that too much. And I had to. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, you know, wanted to. Mm-hmm. You stop trusting God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
32:39. Look at this. Look, you with me? Say amen.
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 This.
Amen.
He was bringing them out. He was teaching them. Moses was with them. And he wanted them to know a few things. Mm-hmm. See now that even I am he. And there is what?
No God with me.
I kill and I make alive. Mm. I wound and I heal. Neither Selah. Might be going through, he is able to deliver you. Can't nobody put you in any place that God doesn't know and doesn't even allow. And when you find yourself in that place when you don't know what to do, you can call on the deliverer. It's not that he's not able to come and get you. Ask him, Lord, why am I here? What am I not doing? Am I back up in the nest again?
Wow.
I'm feeling wounded. Deliver me, Lord. Show me what it is. See, we're quick to say that somebody is doing something to us, or circumstances are pressed. People are so unfair. We're always ready to just act like it's somebody else. And do you understand this scripture today? Can't nobody do nothing to you. I read this thing just for a moment. That's the point, that you'll be that mad at the Lord. So that hopefully you'll have this new perspective the next time you walk through the valley. Don't you not fear. God with me. He's got a rod and a staff. He knows how to comfort you. He can heal you of all your iniquities. He can forgive you of all your sins. And when it seems like your odds are against you, when it seems like it's getting ready to blow up, when it seems like there's no hope, he says, I can deliver you. If you want to be delivered today, say, I'm ready to press on. Turn with me to Proverbs 3:6 then. Well, press on. Y'all hope y'all writing this down. Because he wants you to know, he wants you to know that he can keep you from falling. He wants you to know that he can keep you from having these places of dryness in your life where you don't know what's going on. You'll get to a place now when you're in Eagleson, not Eagleson, when you're really getting ready now to soar around. He'll put you in a place now where you can understand. All you got to do is just stand still. I love this word. And see, sometimes, you know, even when we get out there, the people are talking about us, and we don't know what again to do or what to say or which way to go. Just stand there and say, in all, in verse 6 it says, what? In. Say that again, like me. Some of your ways. And only the ones that you can see
clearly now that the rain
is in that way.
And
the ways that feel good. They always using that all word, aren't they? The good times. The bad times. The happy times. The sad times. Just having him there makes the difference. Give God some glory. You can press on today. If you learn to press on and acknowledge him, get into the word, study, obey him, acknowledge him. Don't walk out of here today and don't acknowledge him in your life. That don't mean you gotta go tell nobody and beat nobody up. He says you acknowledge him.
Yes.
All that waste.
Oh, yes.
And that stuff that keeps pulling you back. Mm-hmm. And that stuff that keeps holding you down. And that stuff that keeps putting you back in ignorant school. And that stuff that you were not able to use your wings and you know you should be flying around by now. Mm-hmm. So that God can help you. Mm-hmm. Use you to show somebody else. There's the next. Go on up there. Have faith. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Mm-hmm. Look where he's born. He's in front of me. Check out my wings. Watch me fly. Look right there. Go ahead, get on my back. You're my brother. You're not in me. You see what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
He don't need you to be an eagle. He's allowing you to be an eagle. To work with him. Mm-hmm. To work for his glory.
Amen.
To sing his song.
Amen.
Bring folks to the King.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. It's an honor. Yeah. It's a privilege. You should honor. Press on. He is a guide when you can't find your way. Not only will he deliver you, he will guide you. And when you get real good at it, he says, don't even worry about it. Walk in my sight. Come on, somebody. He says, you better put the blindfold on and start flying around and walking around by
faith.
Don't you love it?
Yes.
Don't you love it? Just when you acknowledge him. Are you ready to press on?
Yeah.
I like this one so much. I could just do a whole series on this one. And we will come back to that because it's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole lifestyle. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 1. Almost there now. You know, the Bible says over in Exodus, he says, I'm the Lord that heals you. He keeps telling folks that he wants to heal you from your brokenness, heal you from the pain, heal you from the suffering, heal you from the guilt, heal you from the shame, heal you from the low self-esteem. He wants to heal you so that you can press on. You know, and then he doesn't just say it one time. He says it over. Over and over again, he puts it all over the Bible so that we can run into it, so that we can contemplate on it. So hopefully we'll sit down and say, I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways. 1 Corinthians 1:10, who's got it?
2 Corinthians,
I'm sorry.
I'm
okay. Okay.
Who delivered us from the great and death and both delivered in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He also helping together by prayer for us that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, things may be given by many on our behalf.
Amen. Thank you. So on this journey so far, we had the Lord who is a healer, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We had on this journey so far the Lord who is a what? A guide.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says here on this journey, he says, who delivered. Look at that. I mean, it's not even the present tense. It's what? It does. Mm. Who delivered us from a great death. You've been delivered from a great death. Y'all give God praise. You've been delivered from the wrath that was surely to come. That some will surely see because they will not acknowledge him, but not you. He's delivered you. And every time the devil tries to shake you up, every time you start to get a little bit of stuck in the past, you ought to just get this Bible and remember he has delivered you. And it says here, not on you, and do a deliver of many persons. Do a deliver in whom we trust. If you can just help some folks learn that you have trusted him. Put faith in him. It might cost you a little bit at front, but you say you love them, right?
Yeah.
You say you care about them, right? But you won't trust God enough and you're going to send them off to hell because you won't try. Jesus. You know, we used to talk about sin all the time. That's a sin. That's wrong. That's not right. We used to tell people. Hell don't want to hurt nobody's
feelings.
We want them to be okay with us. The wages. The gift of God is eternal life. And you are the one pressed on and tell somebody. You say you love them. He already told you he's not willing that any should perish. And there he sends his hope by now to go.
Why?
He says he delivers them. When you trust, he will yet deliver. Then it goes from the past to the present. He's not out of the saving business. He's not out of the healing business. He's not out of the fixing business. He's not out of the guiding you to truth business. He's not out of the delivering
business. That's business.
Look, when we trust God, we can fight back those negative emotions, those fearful emotions, those painful emotions that keeps us from pressing on, Paul said, and replace them with the hope that and the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Y'all read that, right? And the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Stop walking around like those things that you've done in the past are going to save anybody. They ain't going to save nobody. But if they were apart from Christ Jesus, Paul said, I count them as dung. Philippians 4. Amen. Does this message help anybody? See, sometimes people just get stuck on wanting to be. I just want everything to be peaceful. Want everything to go be easy. Y'all already read with me in the Bible that the Lord says, I know where you are. I know what you're going through. I'm in the valley with you. We're working together. You're not alone. Paul, we already in Philippians, so we already know he's in jail. He won't shut up. he won't even go home. He won't even go. He's pressing. The Lord told him, I'm sending you the wrong bird. But what he didn't tell Mama, that you have about 5 or 6 opportunities between now and Rome not to go. You make the choice. You're ignorant or you go wrong. I'm all proved. And if you do, all things. Verse 11 says, not that I speak in respect of this, for I've learned. Somebody say, I want to learn. Say it louder. I want to learn. Lord, teach me. I want to learn. Learn what? In whatsoever state I am. Therewith to be what?
Content.
Give the Lord a hand. See, you may be learning. You may be learning. Maybe still in the ignorant place. You may be learning. You may be getting stronger with your flying around. But Paul says he got to a point in life where he did what? I learned. It's no more about what nobody else says. It's no more about what somebody else is doing. It's no more about what somebody else is teaching. It's no more about what somebody else has to say about the subject. Paul says, I have done. He now is able to do that with the Lord has sent him to me. My friends, over in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says that you are, 5:17, it says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. I mean, say, if any woman be in Christ Jesus, she should be a new creature. You know, it says all things what? Passed away. The old things. Somebody say this way. The old things.
Old things.
Should be passed away in your life. If you're holding on to an old thing, you are not walking. You have not learned. You are not pressing on the upward way. Oh, I got this word again. It says, behold. All things have become new. So why do we glorify the past? Somebody help me. Why do we keep running around and drugging up and running through and bringing it up and reliving, and we're not even supposed to consider it no more? Why do we keep walking around in our old sins, and God has put us on a path? You are acknowledging him in all your ways. You are, right? When you're acknowledging him in all your ways, then you personally know for yourself. You've learned your trust.
Yeah.
In the Lord. Because you've already done your way, and you see the next day. Somebody help me. You've already done it your way. You see the message you made in your life. You've already done it your way, and you know you cannot fix it. So why not press on? Why not press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus? Whose report do you believe? Do you believe the report of the Lord, or the one that does not have a clue about who the Lord is? The devil knows who the Lord is, and he trembles. He knows his time is short. Only thing he can do right now is just add you 2 years, buttercup this. And it may, yes, feel good. It may, yes, glitter. It may, yes, seem like gold. It may be sensual. It may be sexual. It may be a whole lot of things, but this road will lead to I'm praying you choose the report of the Lord today. Yes. Forget the former things. Yes. Don't even miss it anymore. If you got to go home and get it straight right now, I'm telling you, if you do it today, you can start a clean slate. Yes. God will show you that he'll not only fix it in you, he'll replace it, or he'll fix it, give it back to you, and it'll be better, yes, better than before. Are you content in being stuck in your life?
Yeah.
Are you content to not press on? Really? Infecting all those. Let me tell you, when you're not pressing on, you're infecting all those around you with stagnation.
That's right.
When you're supposed to be an eagle. Somebody help me, help me fly, help me fly. Turn around and bow to the desk again. Are you content, willing to infect all those around you? Are they stupid?
No. No.
No. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to tell the truth. Yes. You're infecting them. With your version of the report of the Lord.
No, I never.
Oh, my God.
Refusing to give your life to the Lord fully.
Yes.
That's right.
Trusting him that he'll give you back. You evil he was. A fish, he's not going to give you back a serpent. He knows the desires of your heart, but he's asking you this. Seek the kingdom of heaven and
all
he'll add to all these things unto you.
Amen.
Yes.
He doesn't want you not to have them. He wants you to acknowledge him in
all.
And when you do that, you one thing you have to understand is that first thing he just. Do you understand this message? These messages are just trying to get you to deal with the past. To deal with the things that are holding you. To deal with the things that are keeping you from pressing on. And there's so many things. I've made the list. I don't want me to go through it again. I know you know which one it is for you. For your loved one. Some got two or three. God is saying, come on. It's keeping you from your glory. It's keeping you from your calling. It's keeping you from being the purpose life that he has for you.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil ought to say every morning when you get up, oh, she'll stay up again. Flying around. And tremble. Let you go to sleep. Let me sleep. I'm done. Famous architect. Famous. Y'all know him. Frank Wright, I believe his name. You would know him by his designs, the open space designs, and building office buildings, and the open space design, and houses now that they use quite a bit. He's the architect of that kind of design, famous for it around the world. Being interviewed one day. The interview asked him, well, he says, what is your greatest work? What has been your greatest work? You understand, he's already all around the world. He looks without a thought and answers the question. He says, my next one. My next one. He's already counted the past as nothing but
numbers. Oh, never.
Because you get stuck. You can't see the glory. You can't keep the vision when you keep looking back at the old places, the old things, the old way of doing things. You know, you may think God can't do it in your life, but you can press on past your past. You may think you can't stop it or fix it, but I'm here to tell you today, you can press on past your past. Somebody say, press on. I'm ready to press on. I'm ready to press on in Christ Jesus' name. I can do it because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Press on, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Amen.